Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Yerushalmi, daf Dalet, and we are on Gimel and Beis by the second Mishnah of the Masechta. We spoke last time, past couple of days, about the first Mishnah, which speaks about the concept of Yom HaKnisa, the days that Chazal allowed one to lay in the Megillah earlier. And again, the whole creation is derabanan, so there is flexibility. But we didn't know, we had a couple of days ago on the daf, about whether those specific days were built in, or those days were just the possibility of darshaning earlier days was left, and then the later generations added on those days. And there's a question in Lumdus, are those considered at all days related to Purim, or just days that you can lay in the Megillah? As we saw that the mitzvahs, even according to the when they read the Megillah earlier, the mitzvahs weren't done earlier, right? The Su'uda and Mishloach Manos was all done on Yud Dalet and Tezvav, even if you lay the Megillah earlier. Okay, but now we get to the applications of that Yisod. So the Mishnah says Ketzad. So what does it mean that the villages go to Yom HaKnisa, right? That was the rule that was mentioned in the first Mishnah. Kfarim Magdimin Liyom HaKnisa. The cities go on the 14th, and the Krachim go on the 15th, and the villages are able to be done earlier, and we had a machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim, whether that actually meant that they had the people from the other cities read for them, or just they read it in their towns. So Ketzad, so Chali Asbesheni, if Yud Dalet falls on Monday, Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Korn Babayom, so the villages, they don't have to go any day earlier. That day, Monday, is a Yom HaKnisa, right? Is a day that they gather. So there was no allowance to earlier. So Monday, the villages and the big cities read it that day. And then the walled cities read it the next day on the 15th, and nobody moves. Chalios b'shlishi oberevi. If the Yud Dalet falls on Tuesday or Wednesday, so then makvar makdim liyom HaKnisa. That's this halacha. The kfarim go to the Yom HaKnisa, which is the Monday before, the day that the day is they're coming in for Kriyas HaTorah anyway, so therefore they can lay in the Megillah. Well, there was a Rashi about they're coming in for the Bate Dinim, but if it's Tuesday or Wednesday, so then the kfarim go to Monday, Vayaretz Gadolos Korim Bo Bayom, and the big cities read on that day, Tuesday or Wednesday, Mukavas Chol Lamachar, and then the Mukavas Chol Ma read it the next day. Kol Hain, so the Gemara just clarifies and says, when it says Chal, if it falls, what's the it? So we explained it already, but the Gemara clarifies. Kol Hain de Taninan, Chalios, whenever it says in the Mishnah, if it falls on, what day is that? Barba Asaranan Kaiman. That means the 14th. It means if the 14th, that's what the Mishnah said, the 14th falls on any of these days, so that's when it's figured out. Amrav Yosef, Masisa Amar Kain, Mukavas Chomal Machar. Right, it means the 14th, because it says that the 15th, the walled cities are going to read it the next day. So obviously, the day that we're talking about in the Mishnah is the 14th. Amar Reb Yosa, Leskan Chalios B'Sheni, V'Leskan Chalios B'Shabbos. According to our calendar, Reb Yosa says, on our calendar, which was made after the days of the Beis HaMikdash, right, when we have a set calendar, we don't have Kiddush al pi re'iyah anymore. We don't go by the Edom seeing it. So really, it's never going to happen that Yud Dalet is going to fall on a Monday or a Shabbos. That doesn't happen. The 14th Purim will never be. Purim in on the Yud Dalet will never be on a Shabbos. I mean, Purim Yud Tezvav could fall on a Shabbos. That's what's called Purim Meshulash, when you have the three-day Purim in Yerushalayim. But the 14th will never fall on a Shabbos and never fall on a Monday. Why? Because of Yom Kippur. Because of the fixed calendar. So Chalias B'Sheni, because if Purim would fall out on a Monday, so Marabba B'Chad B'Shoba, that would make Yom Kippur on a Sunday. We don't want Yom Kippur on a Sunday. And Chalias B'Shabbos, if Purim, Yud Dalet, would fall out on a Shabbos, so Marabba B'Aruvta, then Yom Kippur would fall out on a Friday. So we don't want, we do everything we can to not have Yom Kippur on a Friday or a Sunday. Why is that? So that's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chaf in the Bavli, where the Gemara talks about maybe it's because of the vegetables. If you have vegetables that were ready before Shabbos, and by the time you eat them on Sunday night, maybe they're going to be wilted. Maybe it's for people who are niftar. You won't be able to bury them for 2 days straight, Shabbos and Sunday. The Rishonim add in that you don't want to go from extremes, from a Shabbos to a from a lot of eating to a lot of fasting, and then the opposite. Either way, we do what we can to not have Yom Kippur on a Friday or a Sunday, and that's exactly what is done here, and that's why Rabbi Yosef says it's never going to happen. When was the calendar set? So it's a question amongst the scholars. The Ramban has one line that the calendar that we have today was set just around the time of the Gemara. Just around the time of the Gemara, the Ramban has that one line in Kuf Nun Gimel, in the Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Nun Gimel, that's the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, that the Rambam has, says Sivan. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of calendar, the Rambam counts, meaning adding on a day to the month, adding on a month to the year, Kiddush HaChodesh, Yibur HaShan is one mitzvah. Sivanu Yisparach L'Kadesh Chadashim U'L'Chashiv Chadashim B'Shanim. V'zui mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh. V'amar Yisaleh HaChodesh Zeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim U'ba Pirish Eda Zutei Mesura Lachem. Klomar Shemitzvah Zu Eina Mesura L'Kalish V'ish K'moshe Shabbos Bracious. This mitzvah wasn't given to every individual like calculating Shabbos. Shekol Ish Yimne Shisha Yamin V'Yishbos B'Shvi. Acha Kishet Tir'el L'Kal Ish V'ish HaLavana Shikva Yomahu Rosh Chadesh. You might think, just like everybody counts their own weekdays and it counts Shabbos. Everybody counts, oh, I saw the moon. Okay, today will be day one. So you might think everybody has their personal counting. No, you don't do that. Oshi yikva yom ahu rosh chodesh o yimna minyan tori. V'yikva rosh chodesh o yayen ichur ha'aviv. Or I'm going to see the seasons. You know what? My farm, I need another month until the springtime because my crops aren't growing so well. So I'm going to add on another month. I'm going to have Pesach in a month from now. No, you can't do that. It's nothing personal. Aval mitzvah zu lo yasa otsa la'olam zu las bezden agadol avad. U'be'eretz Yisrael avad. Right, only the Bezdin HaGadol, the group of 71 rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. V'lachein batla hara'iyah etzleinu, that's why hayom, we don't have this, beheder Bezdin HaGadol, k'moshe batla hakrovas hakarbanos. The Rambam says just like we don't have karbanos today because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. You don't need a Beis HaMikdash for karbanos, but we don't have the Mizbeach, and we don't have all the other details that we need. But the Rambam's lashon is beheder Mikdash, so I can say that too. But that's the, so too, we don't have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's why it had to change. The Rambam does add on, V'dash HaChesh B'Nazesh Shinrin Oso Ayom V'Neida Bo Rashi Chadash V'Mo'adim Yevshar La'Soso El Eretz Yisrael Levad. It all started with Eretz Yisrael. We discussed this in the past. Only the B'nai Eretz Yisrael are the representatives of the Bezdin of the past in order to trigger the Jewish calendar. That's the Rambam's Lashon of if there are no Jews in the land of Israel, the whole calendar would fall apart. That's the Rambam's Lashon a little bit later on, but he says Hashem already promised it's never going to happen, so we don't have anything to worry about. Ilu efshar derech mashal, shebnei Eretz Yisrael ye'adru me Eretz Yisrael. If it's possible to think about that the bnei Eretz Yisrael will not be in Eretz Yisrael, and then the Rambam adds the amazing 10 words that he didn't have to put in. Chalilo lakel me'asozos, ki hu yiftiach shal yimacha ososa umma mikol v'chol. That's his way of saying chas v'shalom, right? That chas v'shalom, this should never apply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised that it will never happen. Right, it won't work. But on that Rambam, the Ramban says, V'yadua shahayu osin kein adzman karov l'stimas ha-Talmud. It's known that the Kiddush HaPi Re'iyah was done, even after the Churban a little bit, until Stimas HaTalmud, which is a couple hundred years after the Churban, that's when we switch. So once that was set up, as our Gemara says, the calendar was made in a way that Yom Kippur was never on a Friday or a Sunday, because that's not done. It's an interesting line. We know there's a big sugya about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. The only weekday of the year there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. And the Mefarshim talk about the nature and the essence of this mitzvah d'oraisa, of the mitzvah to eat. So Rashi says in a few places that the mitzvah is about hachana, meaning to prepare. Hashem knows we're going to eat a lot anyway on Erev Yom Kippur. He wants to give us zechuyos. So he says, you know, you're going to give you a mitzvah to eat in order to prepare for the day. You're going to eat a lot, and therefore you're going to be better. You know, because the point is to be like angels and not to just be in pain, according to some. And therefore, Hashem gives us a mitzvah to eat, so we'll be better off because we're going to eat anyway. But one of the Rishonim, Shibali Haleket, says, yeah, it's about eating. But it's because if you eat a lot the day before, that will make it harder to fast. And Hashem, that one day of Yom Kippur, we need to not focus on eating. That's the Shibali Aleket. Rashi does not say that. Rashi and the Rush say that no, it's about Tachana, that we should be more ready to be able to fast properly on Yom Kippur. But the Shibali Aleket has that Lashon. So you see from that Lashon, though, that going from eating to fasting in extremes is not good. And that's why we do what we can to at least have Yom Kippur, not the day before or after, on Friday or Sunday, because that's not so pleasant. Okay, we continue. So that is, we have the Mishnah, if the 14th falls out on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. Next Mishnah, Chalios Bachamishi. If Yudalit falls out on Thursday, that could happen. Mikvarim Vayoris Gadolos Korin Bo Bayom. So then the cities and the villages, that's a Thursday, so they're gonna read it that day. They read it that day. Umukavas Choma Lamachar. And those Mukavas Choma, the walled cities, will read it tomorrow on Friday. Chalios Erev Shabbos. What happens if your Dalet falls out on Friday? If Purim on a Friday. Kfar Makdim on the Yom HaKnisa. So then the Kfar and the villages go to the day before Yom HaKnisa on Thursday. Vayores Gadolos. Umukavas Choma Karen Baba Yom. And then the big cities and the walled cities read it that day on Friday. Right, this is the first time we have this idea, this halacha, that Mikra Megillah is not Docha Shabbos. Right, tomorrow is Shabbos, so we don't read it tomorrow, we don't read it that day, we read it the day before, they're bumped up to Friday to read it with the Ayaros. Let's finish the Mishnah first. Chalios b'Shabbos. If Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, so then you can't read it on Shabbos, so what do? So the Kfarim, the villages, they got bumped up to Thursday, Yom HaKnisa. So here, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the cities are also bumped up, not to the day before, and not to the day after, but 2 days before. Kfar Mayaros Gedolos, Kubakdim Yom HaKnisa. Mayaros Gedolos also go bumped up to Thursday. Umukavas Chavon L'machar. And the walled cities read it tomorrow like they're supposed to, which is Tesvav on Sunday. Chalios Achar HaShabbos. If Yudalit is on Sunday, so then what happens? Kfar Makdil Yom HaKnisa. This is the earliest you get. This is where you get Yud Aleph. Then the villages, again, you never push Mikra Megillah later. You just push it earlier. It's a good thing. So you want to push it earlier. So if it falls out on Sunday, then the villages read it on Thursday. Vayores Gedolos Korin Bo Bayom. And the big cities read it that day. That's Sunday. Mukavas Chom Lamachar. And the Mukavas Chom read it the next day on Monday. On Monday, so that's where the villages go the earliest to get it to Yud Aleph. Period. We don't read Megillah on Shabbos, so that's okay, because the whole din derabanan of the whole din of Mikra Megillah the din is derabanan, so they say that they knock it out so you don't violate it. So that's a little more flexible. Some achronim wonder, you know, how is it the Ritva says it. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, I understand how Mikra Megillah can be knocked out, but the Gemara says in the Bavli, the Megillah Daf Dalid, Hainu Taima De Lulav, Vahainu Taima De Shofar. The same reason that we knock out Lulav and Shofar is the reason we knock out Megillah on Shabbos. Gzeira Daraba. Gzeira Shemiyavi Renu, Dalad Amos, Birshus Arabim. That's the Gemara here in Megillah on the Bavli, Dalad Ababes. Amaraba, Kol Chayev Makriyas Megillah. Venako Makiyah Makriyas Megillah. Gzeira Shemiyitlana Biyado. You might wake up per morning and take the Megillah, v'yelachet zabaki lomod, and go to a baki to teach you how to lay the Megillah, v'yavireno dalad amos, v'rishus harabim. Therefore, you might come carry it in a rishus harabim without an eruv, and therefore, Chazal said, better not to read, have any reading of the Megillah because of this chash. Final time of the shofar, final time of delulav. So that's what the Gemara says. The Ritva here on Daf Dalet says, how could you say it's the same exact reason? The other two are mitzvahs daraisa. The same exact reason that Megillah says the Ritva and the other Rishonim don't all ask this question. Kashali, me dummy, right? Me dummy. Bishlama Mikra Megillah Durabanan Ikal Midche Mishum Khshashis Daraisa. I understand Mikra Megillah, which the whole mitzvah is Durabanan, so we're not gonna do a Durabanan with a Khshash of a Daraisa. Ela Shofar Valula of Daraisa. Heche Midche Mishum Gzeira Daraba. How could they knock out that mitzvah? So he said, after asking another question, Vahanachon Dehadahacha Viahid Desukha Lachadin Yana Salki Delaolam Hamitzvah Daraisa Vadais Logas Rida Mishum Daraba. If it was a mitzvah Vadai Daraisa, we wouldn't knock it out. Kidalo Gazri Bamila, like Brismila, Tosis is Kasha. Why don't we go there, no Brismila on Shabbos, even if it's day 8? You might come to carry the knife. So why don't we make a gzira d'rabba there? So just like if it's a real mitzvah d'araisa, you're not gonna knock it out. Avol shofar v'lulav, but shofar and lulav says the ritva. Originally, bizman's kiddush api re'iyah, we were just talking about it. Not everybody knew if it was vaday the first day of Sukkos or Rosh Hashanah. Besides being in the Beis HaMikdash where the Edom came, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, you weren't sure. That's why they knocked it out, because it wasn't a vaday mitzvah d'araisa on those days. Avol shofar v'lulav talib min yonayu b'kfiyah d'yarcha. V'kivan d'lo havikim lu b'lulav b'gvulin b'kfiyah d'yarcha d'levi yom aleph. They weren't sure. Lo matur shliach v'im mitzvah zu vadas. It wasn't a vaday mitzvah in so many places. V'lachi gazvina. So then they were gozer b'mishim d'rabba. V'shofar lo yadidim b'kvua el b'yushalayim b'lachud. Only Yerushalayim l'fisha chagu ben yomo hu v'in shluchan yotzim bo. Athib Yerushalayim nami zimnin d'lo asu sadi. They didn't come and they used to make 2 days, as we know, on Rosh Hashanah. Ulafichach lo hayutochen ela b'mikdash. Maybe not even in Yerushalayim, only in the Mikdash. So the Ritva says, so because when do Gzera D'Rabba kick in? When the, because we weren't sure about the days. Heicha d'yadi b'kviyah d'yarcha v'lo gazrim yishu d'rabba. Originally, we wouldn't have made such a Gzera. But then once it was made, says the Ritva, Afu hiskin lanu shenizhar b'minag avoseinu b'yadeinu. Ve'in lanu ela b'masha tikein. V'ari anu b'maisa hazeh ki'ilu ein anu yodim. It's as if we don't know, and therefore we knock it out. So that's the suggestion of the Ritva. Again, he's very bothered how we can knock out shofar and lulav. So he says maybe originally because it was only when it wasn't a din vaday. And if it was a din vaday, we never have knocked it out, like Mila. Then he has another answer, get to the question of Mila, od yesh lomar, She'ein ligzor b'mila gzeira d'rabba. You're going to make a gzeira d'rabba for Mila? Doesn't make sense, says the Ritva. Why? Shahari hi atzma melacha gemura. V'chutra misha mitzvas Mila. Mila allows you to do an Issa d'araisa. You're saying, oh, we're not going to do Mila because maybe it'll come to an Issa d'rabbanan. You're allowed to do an Issa d'araisa for Mila. Chavala. Right? Wounding. Right? That's one of the, it's included in one of the malachas. Not for now which one, but one of the malachas includes chavala. It's not one of the 39 avos. So if Mila allows you, the Torah allows you to do an Issa d'araisa for Mila, we're gonna say you can't do Mila because of a chshash Issa d'rabbanan? That doesn't work. So that's the Ritva's answer to that question. If you look in Tosfos themselves ask this question about Mila, and Tosfos gives two answers. Avol Mila b'Shabbos ein lichos, to chamira to hekinichtach shu'ala yud gimel brisos. One answer, it's chamor. Mila says the word bris 13 times in the Torah by Bris Mila. It's a very stringent mitzvah. The gam ain't adamal elam kein hayabaki. The sakana yesh badavar. You're not going to do Bris Mila. You're not going to wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I want to go learn how to do Mila and then do Mila that day. Mo'alim train for weeks and years. So, or months, whatever it is. So therefore it says Tosfos, it's not, you don't have a gzera, you might wake up and want to go to learn how to do it. That you only have by the others, but not by Mila. The Meiri has a line which sounds like the, answer of the Taz. Right, the Taz, that's known as Hataz HaYadua, and that is, the Taz says if the Torah says something is mutter, the Rabbanan can't say it's forever usser. Right, that's not allowed. The Torah says it's mutter. The Torah says something is mutter, then the Rabbanan don't have the power to say knock it out permanently. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, you're going to blow shofar. When the Rabbanan say don't blow shofar, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos or Lulav, they're not knocking out a mitzvah totally. So therefore, it's okay. But if the Rabbanan would tell you don't do Mila on Shabbos, so then they're knocking out a Beferish Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Parshas Tazria, U'b'yom HaShmini Yimol, and Chazal Darshan, it's as if the Torah says, do Mila on Shabbos. The Rabbanan are going to tell you, never do Mila on Shabbos. They don't have that authority. They don't have the authority to knock out something permanently. And therefore, yeah, you want to say it by Mila. And the Minchas Chinuch talks about that Taz 10 different times, and the other Achronim, but that's the Taz's answer. It starts here by Mila. The Taz in Ilchus Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we continue. So this is the Mishnah about all the permutations of when Yud Dalet falls. What do you do with Yom? What do you do with Yom HaKnisa? So boy, Kumi Rabbi Zeira. They ask in front of Rabbi Zeira, Isachami. Let's see. Chalios Lekrachim B'Shabbos. I'm trying to understand the Mishnah. The Gemara says, if it falls out, Chalios Lekrachim B'Shabbos. If Tesva falls out on Shabbos, what's the halacha? We said in the Mishnah, what does Tesva fall on Shabbos? Korin be'erev Shabbos. So then, if you daled falls out on Friday, then the cities read it that day. The krachim are pushed up a day, they read it on Friday. Okay. Chalias la yaris b'Shabbos yitzchul yom haknisa. So why is it that when you daled on Shabbos, the cities are bumped up 2 days to Thursday? Right? Why is it that when your daled falls out on Friday, the walled cities are bumped from Shabbos to Friday? But when your daled is on Shabbos, so then the ayaros are pushed from Shabbos to Thursday. Right? Why, once you're pushed, why does one time you push to Friday and one time you push to Thursday? So Amar, this question is going to be asked again on Amar Beis, but this is the first time. Amar Rabbi La, Mibnei Kavod HaKrachim. Shalom, we have covered for the Krachim. The walled cities are very chashuv cities. And when the Tezvav falls out on Shabbos, what, they're going to be pushed off to Thursday and just lane it with the villages? That's not so nice. To have the big city people, the walled city people to lane it just with the villages? So that's that, we don't do that. Lo b'ibnei, Rabbi La, b'ibnei kavad ha-krachim shlo yu omrim ra'inu krachim. Switch the word. V'kfarim korin ka'achas. Right, we don't want to say that the walled cities and the villages are going to read it. Meaning, so it really sounds like it should be moved to Thursday. Right, that's the, sounds like once you're moving, you should go to Yom HaKnisa. And that's why if your daled falls on Shabbos, we bump them to Thursday. But we don't want the walled cities to have to lane it with the villages. It's not so covetic for them. Says the Gemara, why are you more worried about the covet of the Krachim? And what about the covet of the Ayaros? Me'ata lo yidchu. The Ayara Shore also shouldn't be pushed to Yom HaKnisa. Shall you all remember Inu Kfarim Vayaras Karim Ka'achas? What are you worried about? The Krachim's covet and not the Ayaras' covet? Question one. And also another question. Me'ata Chalias B'Sheni, Chalias B'Chamishi, Chalias B'Shabbos. In all of those cases, the Ayaros are going to end up reading it with the villages, right? So you're obviously not worried about their covet. So why is it? So there's no answer to that question. Maybe an answer must be that, I don't know, the people that live in the walled cities are more sensitive, and we have to be worried more about their covet than about the Ayaros. Unclear. It doesn't answer the question. The idea of being worried about people's covet and not embarrassing them, we know that's the what's the Isser in the Torah for embarrassing? So Mavayish Bei Chaver Barabim. We don't want to be embarrassed. So you might say that's connected to the Isser of Ona'a. Ona'as Dvarim, making fun, right? The Gemara Bamatzia, talks about, as a Mishnayis, right? The end of the fourth parak. Fourth parak in Bamatzia is all about Ona'as Mamon. But at the end of the fourth parak, that's where Ona'as Dvarim is discussed, and we cannot allow to say things that make people feel bad or, embarrass them, right? That's the Mishnah, on Nun Chesem Abeis, Kishem She'ona'a B'mekach U'memkar Kach Ona'a B'dvarim. Just like there's ona in money, so there's ona in words. Lo yomar lo, right? So ona, the one that's closest to ona's mamon is like tricking somebody in business, right? You go into a store and you pretend that you're going to want to buy something. You don't really have any. You just want to know how much it's going to be, but you trick them. Lo yomar lo, makama chayfet zevu ene rosa likach. Imaya bal tshuva. If somebody's a bal tshuva, right? We say to them, no. How do cheeseburgers taste? They good, right? What kind of you're not allowed to do that? The Mishnah says, "Lo yomar lo zchar maasecha rishonim imu ben geirim." Right? If he comes from geirim, what's your yichus like? Right? Which chas v'shalom lo yomar lo zchar maasecha vosecha. Right? That's on the Gemara. On that Gemara, that's the lobana loba shemaim he Gemara. Right? Because that's where the Gemara seems to say that the Chazal went a little overboard with excommunicating Rabbi Eliezer when he was outvoted. And the Gemara, that's why this is there, the Isurim of Ona'as Dvarim. So maybe embarrassing someone is included in Ona'as Dvarim. That's one possibility. It also might be included in murder. Mavayish Bnei Chaver Barabim, right? In lo, right? Somebody embarrasses, so it's Kilu Shofech Damim. It's as if you, spilled blood. There is a Lashon of Tosfos, and then we'll continue. Tosfos has this line of questions. Does Tosfos really mean it? Tosfos says in Sota, on Daf Yud, Tosfos says, we have the big three Averis. We have the big three Averis. So, but it says that you have to, it's better to get thrown into a fiery furnace than to embarrass somebody, right? Tamar, we learned that from. So why is it that on the list of the big three? It should be the big four, right? Embarrassing. So Tosfos answers, you're right. It's just not explicit in the text. That's why it's not on the list. So it sounds like from that Tosfos that it's really, If somebody says, embarrass Reuven or I'm going to kill you, it sounds like from Tosfos that we have to let ourselves be killed. Then to embarrass so-and-so, is that really so? The Achronim assume it can't be. Can't be that that is the, that's literally. I mean, if somebody, right, are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to make sure somebody's not embarrassed? That would be very hard to say. Right? It's really like murder. If a Kohen embarrasses somebody else, they can't duchen. It's like they're a murderer. Right? So the post can talk about this, but that's very hard to say that, it's literally like that, but that's part of it. But here the Gemara talks about we are worried about the embarrassment of these krachim. Okay, let's continue. Ashkach Tani, we have a brisa that says, if Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, Kfarim Bayoras Rukrachim Korin Ka'achas. Then we have a brisa that says, unlike we just saw, everybody reads it on Thursday. If Tesvav is on Shabbos, so you can't read it on Shabbos, everybody's bumped, so everybody reads it on Thursday. V'yahein Tanya lo nasa v'ilibirya. This doesn't go like anybody. Right, what's the svara for that? What's the svara to say that everybody is pushed to Thursday? So Gemara says it must be this brisa holds. The isle shlo yiktimu krachim ayaros. This brisa holds. Well, what's going on? The krachim are not allowed to read it before the ayaros. That's the halacha. So what are you going to do here? You're going to bump the krachim up to what day? Thursday. But the ayaros you're going to bump up one day. You know they can't be out of order. And also, the islay kol shu nitche mimkomo yidachal yom haknisa. That's the rule. This brisa must hold. Once you're moving, you're going to a Monday or a Thursday. And the krachim are not allowed to be before the ayaros. That's why here, it's going to go to, Thursday. So again, if Tesva falls on a Shabbos, everybody goes to the day, the Yom HaKnisa, right? That's this day. So we continue. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, this is the Hemshech of the Braisa. No, kul hom, add in a word, lo yitzchul Yom HaKnisa. Rebbe said, no, they don't get to, you don't bump them up to Yom HaKnisa. You don't do that. Why? Because Rebbe holds the Islesh, lo yiktimu krachim ayaros, right, this is the Girsa of the Karbon Eda. You don't bump it up to Yom HaKnisa. And therefore, he does agree that the krachim can't be before the ayaros. The lesle, he says, agrees that the krachim can't be in front of the ayaro, before the ayaros, but it does not hold that everybody's got to go to Yom HaKnisa, right? And therefore, he would say that they would be bumped up maybe till Friday. Hey, chavdin uvda. So what's the halacha? Reb Yosef kamasnisa. Like the Mishnah, like the second, the last ladder sheet that we just said. That if Tesva falls out on, Shabbos, so then you could have, the Mishnah said, if the Yud Dalit falls out on Friday, then the Tesvav is on Shabbos, then the villages go to Yom HaKnisa, the Ayaros Gadolos, and the Mukavos Choma read on that day. Read on that day, you don't have to be bumped to the Yom HaKnisa. They just read both on Friday. Good. Kama da'at Amar Taman. So this is basically the same question that we had on Amud Aleph. It's asked again in a little different way. Just like we said, again, the question on the Mishnah. If Tesva falls out on Shabbos, Korn Be'er Shabbos, you move the Tesva people one day to Friday. So Chalios La'yeres B'Shabbos, Yikru Be'er of Shabbos. So why, if the Yudalit is on Shabbos, why don't you bump it all also one day to Friday? Why do you bump the Yudalit people from Shabbos to Thursday? Same question we asked before. Ela Masisa betrayed Tanya. But here the Gemara gives a different answer. Really, the Mishnah is reflecting two different opinions. Different answer we said before. And you're right. The one that says you bump to Thursday, you both get bumped to Thursday. The one that says you bump to Friday, you both get bumped to Friday. Tanya Kadmaya Savar, the first opinion holds, Meimar Kalshu Nitchemim Komo, added a word, Lo Yitchel Yom HaKnisa. The first opinion says that if you bump up, you don't push the Yom HaKnisa, and therefore, if you have Tesvav on Shabbos, you can just go till Friday. And therefore, that opinion would say, when you have your Dalit on Shabbos, you also just bump up to Friday. V'tanya Charana Savar, but the second opinion holds, Meimar Kol Shu Nitchemim Komo, Yitchel Yom HaKnisa. But the second line, when the Mishnah says, if your Dalit's on Shabbos, then you bump him up to Thursday, that opinion would also say that Tesvav on Shabbos, you also bump up to Thursday. So they asked this to Rabbi Zaora, right? They asked this to Rabbi Zaora, what's the difference? Is it because the Mishnah reflects two different opinions? So Amar Lon, Rabbi Zera answered, Kein Amar Rav Chatan Yehu. No, it's one opinion. It's one Mishnah. You can say it's two different opinions. It's one opinion. Let me explain to you why there's a difference. Why do we say that if Tesva falls out on Shabbos, you just bump it up one day? Because what we said yesterday, Rabba, Hakol Yosef Rabba Asar, she was not Kriyasa. When's the Iker reading of the Megillah? Yudalid. For most people in the world. So when Tesva falls out on Shabbos, you bump him up one day to Yudalid. Remember we had yesterday, Bidiyavid, a Tesva person is Yotze Bidiyavid on Yudalid. That's day it does not appear in the Bavli. That's here. And that's what we pass in that way, Bidiyavid. Vidichvasa. And in the other case, so that's why, the first line of case of the Mishnah, if Tesvav is on Shabbos, you bump him up one day to Friday, because that's really a day of Purim for them, Bidiyevet. They're Yotzei. V'dechvasa, but the other line, Chalios la'yaros b'Shabbos, if the Yud Dalet falls out on Shabbos, Dom Rabbi Chalba Yom Shlosha Asar Yom Melchama Haya, V'mechichlat v'shem bonaychem. Remember what we said earlier? That Yud Gimel, what we call Tainus Esther, that's not the best day to have a Purim. That was a war day. Remember we had the Meshach Chachma? We want to have, okay, you're going to be able to read the Megillah on Yud Gimel. You know why? Because you're surrounded by days that you can read the Megillah. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Dalet, Tesvav. So Yud Gimel, you can't read the Megillah. So even though it's a Yom Melchama, we'll allow it. But really, that's not the best. So when Yud Dalet is on Shabbos, we'd rather not go to the day before. You have another option. So you bump it up to Thursday, you bump it up to the day before, to the Yom HaKnisa. So that's why Reb Zohar gives the answer. Don't say that the Mishnah is reflecting two different opinions. We'd rather say no, it's smaris to be machalik. A little bit more. Ashkach tani. So we have another brisa that says, when Yudalit is on Shabbos, what our Mishnah say? You go to Yom HaKnisa. Kfarim Karin says it's a different day. A Karin be'erev Shabbos. The Kfarim read it on, Erev Shabbos. Vayaris Galos Yitchul Yom HaKnisa. Whoa. This is a flipped case. You know what? Let's stop here because we'll explain this by the Shem next time. Ashkach tani. We'll stop there by the Shem. We'll start with there next year.